Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Diane Givens. She is an Emmy Award-winning art director, musician, artist, and author, creator of Angelic Reality. And Angelic Reality grew out of Diane's inspiration of the seven chakra angels and her work bringing them into the world. Diane's conducted Angelic Reality energy attunement salons internationally for many years. And out of these salons, Diane evolved the tools for people to hold their own energy attunement salons. And so she's created the Energy Attunement Deck and Mystic Tapestry. It's in essence, Diane's salon in a box. It includes 49 of her paintings with the seven chakra angels and the wisdom from years of conducting all these amazing salons that she does in her work. So welcome, Diane.
Well, hi, Chris. It's good to be with you, and it's really a pleasure.
You have a quite interesting story, and you've had to have lots of healing in your life as a child. You weren't expected to live, and you've had 40 surgeries. You know, how does a person survive that? There's some greater purpose for you to be here, for sure. So tell us about this path of yours.
Yes, I was born dying, and the doctors thought at the time that it was cancer. And up until even just a couple of years ago, accumulated about 40 surgeries that I've moved way beyond survival. Really moving backwards, moving from death to life constantly and always knowing that the reality of who I really was much more than physical form. And growing up in hospitals with my very best friends, and sometimes their beds would be empty next to me. And in those days, lots of people didn't talk and help you through the loss of a life, especially for little children. I remember once there was a little girl next to me from Alaska, and she was like a little princess. She sat up in her bed, and her hair touched the bed almost. It was that long, and her mother and my mother became very good friends. And she did pass, and when I first started doing salons, I did one in Cordova, Alaska, and people in the community all came to it. And I remember telling the story of my little friend that had been my friend in past, and I started to cry. And it was so devastating because I had held back my tears for so many years. The salon was called Joy is the Essence of Your True Being. So joy is the essence of being present in the moment. So I was actually being present and talking about my little friend from Alaska. And because I was able to actually go into a place of really deep healing within myself, everyone in the group came into the energy with me, and they each shared around the circle on a deeper level because of that. So at the end of that salon, I heard them talking while I was packing my things, and they said, why did it take someone from so far away to bring us all together?
And so when people come together, you know, these salons that you did for many years, but anybody can do a salon. And, you know, and it's about creating community and sharing and our feelings, you know, and expressing our fears and our sadness, our joys, our pains. You know, we tend to isolate a lot, and it's really important to be with others and share those.
It is, and to learn to really hold space to listen to what we all have to say. And then the difference between the salons that I have and a lot of other groups is there's only a couple of rules, and one of them is share the wisdom. It's like what you learn here, share it. Make the world a better place for when everybody is a teacher and everybody has something to share, and we need to talk.
Okay, we have to go on break now, so we'll come back and talk more with Diane Givens. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm speaking with Diane Givens, and she's here introducing her new Energy Attunement Deck, which we've been talking about, this quote-unquote system of tuning into your energy by drawing cards and taking a look at where they are in the matrix. I'd call it kind of a matrix. There's this chart of columns and rows of the 49 cards. So you're kind of talking about the system, you know, the seven columns, seven rows. And this kind of relates to how your attunement deck is different than, you know, other oracle cards. Can you elaborate a little bit more on how yours is different?
Yes. And the way that I like to see that is the columns are like our activated masculine within. And the rose are receiving the energy, the gift. So they're the receptive container, the absolute feminine. Vertical is activated, horizontal is receptive, and each one of those crossing points is an opportunity for you to shift your perception and change your life.
During the break, Diane and I talked about picking a card. I picked a card for today, and it is balance. And I'm seeing it has words at the top say relationship and power. So why don't you share about that?
So your power center is being served by your relationship. It says, I find balance at the center of each duality, a sweet spot, pure potential, empowering my relationship. If you see the orange ribbons in your booklet, you would go to relationship energy, which is activated, and you'd see the little ribbon frame painting of balance, which is a yin-yang sign. And it says, balance, the symbol yin-yang shows the dynamic interplay of duality that shapes how we relate to everything and everyone.
For me, it's like finding that balance in my life of work and play, and for all of us, finding balance is an important aspect because there's so much going on in the world and in our own worlds.
Right. And the energy of relationship in this particular body of work means your relationship with all that is, your relationship with your thoughts, how you experience spirituality, how you experience the chair you're sitting in, your relationship with people, places, things. So it's an affirmative deck. Anything you choose is going to help you to be your own self-healing spiritual coach. It's really helpful if I have something that I'm looking at, gee, which way should I go? I just go, let's get off the deck. And I also put a card out every day. I pick a card for the day and I have it out to ponder during the day of how I can see things in a different way, in a different light, in a better light.
Well, it's something we all need, and it's, you know, I think in our busy lives right now, it's hard to find that balance, and important to remember that. What would bring me balance, and what would bring me balance today particularly is something for me to look at.
Exactly, and I really like people to understand that you can have a salon just yourself with the seven chakra angels, or you can have it over coffee with a friend, or if someone calls me and they have a problem and they want to talk about it, I say, let's draw a card on that, and it helps every time.
Said to me, yes, I'm in the right place at the right time, and this is what's happening. Uh-huh. That's what I'm going through.
That's great. And I know I find that every single time.
It's intriguing, and people have to play with it. One of the things that you say in your cards is for you to ask the question, what does this mean for you?
That's the very most important part of it. And so I create a space, usually with an altar, and really invite people to express their perceptions of the meaning. So if they choose a card, like even around the dinner table, you can just go with just the word and the picture. And children love the cards. So it's as complex as you want it to be. So in other words, there's no place in this body of work where you fall through a crack. If you want to take it to a very deep practice, you can. In fact, an attunement practice is actually moving your energy, taking a deep breath, being with that alchemical experience of two aspects of yourself coming together, one serving and one receiving. And then like, what does trust mean to me? And then you close your eyes and you receive the pearl.
The pearl of wisdom.
Exactly.
Okay, that music you're listening to is from Diane's CD, composed by Dan, performed by her and her band. It's called Call to Grace. Her album is Seven Songs for Seven Angels. So I imagine music relates to the attunement deck too.
Yes, it does. Each song is harmonically balanced to each of the energy centers, each of the chakras. Each angel has its own song. So if you listen to it in the background, your energy will be balanced harmonically. So that's kind of fun. And there's also a meditation CD available. And
what have been challenges along the way? You know, you've had a lot of health issues. You've gone through surgery. And yet you've been very creative, you know, being an art director, being in movies, being an artist, all this.
My greatest challenge is I wish there were more of me. I have, you know, there's so much that I want to get done.
And I'm talking with Diane Givens today. She's the creator of the Energy Attunement Deck. I see and feel more attunement around that happening as more and more people are reaching out for that sense of love and peace. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Diane. I wish you great luck on your Energy Attunement Deck and bringing that to the world.
Thank you, Chris. I enjoyed talking with you.
Yes. Okay. So check out our website. It's www.angelicreality.com. So I wish everybody a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.